This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Yeah, Tom is in studio with us right now. My friend, you just got back. How was your daddy-daughter trip to IU?
Oh,
we didn't
get
to talk about that.
It was great. Took Audrey. Erica had a test. She couldn't make it. School comes first.
Yes.
So Audrey went with me. It was our first time, just the two of us. Hoosiers won the game, but you know it's more than that. Get to talk to the kids at the media school,
sure.
Visit with people there. We had a great time. In fact, after the game, I took Audrey down on the floor, and we talked to one of my friends who's the assistant athletic director there, and he goes, "Hey, Audrey." He loves Audrey. He's like, "Hey, Audrey, you want to go to the press conference?" She's like, "What?" She looked at me. She goes, "Can we do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, we can do that."
Yeah.
So we went back. We went to Mike Woodson's press conference after the win and met the athletic director, you know, and it's IU is home. You know, it really is a home for me. I spent 4 years there. I love it there so much. And we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. So,
perks of being Tom Ackerman's daughter.
Oh man, we had a great time. I love it there, and you know, she had a great time. Then I got the call Thursday as we're having lunch. Come home. We need you to do the Blues telecast because Alexa Datt was sick this week, so I filled in for her on Cardinals and Blues, and she's doing much better.
Good.
So you know, it was a week of assignments and really good times.
And while you were out, we had Scott Warman fill in a couple times
to cover things.
Yeah,
he was doing NBC the night you were doing Blues.
That's yeah. Right. That's right. He couldn't do the Blues because he was doing Valley Women's, I believe. So he and I will be working together. He's got the play-by-play. I'll be hosting Arch Madness starting Thursday. So a lot of basketball going down here.
Kidding.
It's March. I mean, it's time. It's time
get
going.
I got a dilemma on my hands.
What you got?
Don't know what to do.
What?
Kentucky plays at Missouri Saturday.
Oh, you're Kentucky all the way. What are you talking about?
Well, of course I'm Kentucky all the way.
What's the dilemma?
I know they're going to be the underdog. Because somebody said, have you looked at how much tickets are going for the Mizzou game with Kentucky? And I'm like, well, no, I haven't. So I went to StubHub just to look. And those in the section I've got three seats in the lower bowl, and I know it's StubHub, so somebody may be asking a ridiculous amount of money for them. Somebody was asking $1,800 for three seats in the lower bowl to that game, and I'm thinking to myself, like $300. Some of them were $300 or $400 a piece in separate sections. In that particular section, it said $1,800. So I'm thinking to myself, do I watch it on TV because I know we're the underdog anyway, or do I drive to Columbia and watch this game?
Okay, let me try to solve this for you. I don't think you'll be able to sell those for $1,800. That seems really high.
I thought that was high.
What do you think you could get?
$1,800 is like a Super Bowl price.
A lot of them were between $350 and $400 a piece.
I think you could get...
That'd be $1,200 for three of them.
I think you could get up to $500 a piece. But the problem is, like, that game, it's going to be a great game, but it's not, I don't know.
It's not deciding anything, but for Mizzou fans, This is the best season they've had in recent memory.
It's a bigger game for Missouri for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Kentucky comes to town, it's a huge game for everybody. And for Missouri, it'd be a great way to finish off what has been an awesome regular season. Now, they're going to go into the SEC tournament and big games ahead. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Sure.
But still a fun game. I mean, it'll be a raucous atmosphere. Now I understand your dilemma.
A clear view.
Whoops.
It's a dilemma. I have a clear view of it. I think you go, unless maybe just dangle it out there and see.
That's what I said. See if you get any bites. Happens.
How do you do that? If you post it on StubHub and somebody takes your offer,
yeah, but
you
put it high enough where
you
would be happy to sell them.
Like,
to sell it.
Yeah, what would you, what's your number?
Price. Like $550 or $600 a piece where you know you're asking a ton of money.
Yeah.
But if someone is willing to spend it, you're walking away with hundreds of bucks. Although you would be really sad if Kentucky upset Mizzou.
I know, and the two Mizzou fans who are going with me, my son and my friend Ken, are both already giving me grief that I'm just a chicken and I don't want to have to go down there and risk losing.
You guys can beat them.
I know we can.
Just got upset
we just
by
lost
Vanderbilt.
One of our guards to season-ending surgery on his wrist. So, I mean, we've been kind of hampered by injuries all season. But
you guys
still.
Can beat them. Missouri's really good. I mean,
they are.
It should be a great, great game.
So
I'm
what
excited.
They did at the end of that Vandy game, like every three they threw up went in.
Yeah, Missouri needs to foul there at the end.
Oh, I know.
You know. Don't let them get off a three. But, you know, Vanderbilt's great. The SEC's great. The SEC is going to get like 9,000 teams in the tournament. So
I know.
It just is what it is. But that'll box out some of these smaller schools that I think are deserving after their great years. Like the Valley. I mean, the Valley should, if Drake loses in Arch Madness, let's say Drake gets to the final. So that would mean they're 29-3. And then they lose. They're 29-4. If they get left out of the NCAA tournament, it's a travesty.
I mean, I would agree.
They have to be in. But I said the same thing last year about Indiana State, who had a phenomenal year all year. They lose in the championship of Arch Madness, and then they get left out. And then they go to the tournament of the NIT, and they go to the final and lose. This year, Josh Schertz is back again. Did you see what they did? They smoked Loyola, 98-67. And they're the real deal. When they play at their top level, Robbie Avila, Gibson Jimerson, they look amazing. So I wonder if they might be able to slip their way into the NCAA tournament if they win their conference tournament, which they can. But back to the Valley. The Valley should get two teams in. We're going to have them in town starting Thursday. Illinois dropping. They beat Michigan by 20 in Ann Arbor yesterday. That is significant. 93-73. If I'm an Illini fan, I'm feeling great. They just smoked Iowa and Michigan and now go into the Big Ten tournament with some momentum. So it's going to be fun. March is the best. It is the best. I think the two best months in sports are March and October. When all those football teams start playing big conference games and, you know, the World Series is on the horizon and all that stuff is going on. College basketball is starting to warm up a little bit. I love that time. But March is special. You know, we're getting close to the start of baseball season, basketball, hockey, soccer starts up, all that stuff. Battlehawks start up. Fun time of year here in St. Louis.
Hey, this is an unrelated question, but someone on YouTube said, hey, Tom, where is that fountain of youth? I need some of what you got.
Wow.
Oh man, my mom. Yeah, I say my mom is responsible for that. She looks young and passed that on to me and my sister. So I do appreciate that very much. For anyone curious, I will be 50 this year.
Were you really?
Yeah, I turned 50 in July. My buddies, thank you very much.
I would not know that. I know you've worked here for a very long time.
Yeah, but since I was 7 years old. No, I started here at age 22. And I actually worked with Carl before all of you. Carl and I were at KC together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I was an intern there back in 94, 95.
Yep. For what? Was it
two
Tony,
summers.
Was Tony Jordan there?
Tony Jordan. Mm-hmm. Worked for Tony Jordan for two summers. Yeah, good times.
If you had just toughed it out, you could have been Tom the intern. What the hell?
He was Tom the intern.
I was Tom the intern.
Two summers.
But the nickname didn't stick.
No,
I was
promotions and marketing, and Carl was, you know, on air.
I know.
Talent.
He was a big on-air talent.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's I know you got to run, buddy. It's 45 years.
Yeah, I got to go record an interview with Lutz Fahnenstiel, the sporting director for City. They're off to a decent start. 2 points.
Haven't scored yet.
But haven't scored a goal. But haven't given up a goal either.
I went to the home opener.
Oh, did you?
The atmosphere was fantastic.
That's awesome. That.
But boring as hell to sit there for 90 minutes and not see a
score. San Diego just had their first game. They're an expansion team, and St. Louis spoiled the party with another 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
Riveting.
So, yeah. 180-plus minutes.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Without a goal and without having a goal scored on them. So we'll see where that goes. Anyway, great to see you guys.
All right, buddy. Are we going to see you Thursday?
Yes.
Day? Okay.
Cool. I will be here on Thursday.
First game's at noon.
Sounds
good. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Right. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.